Chef Hector Shane's, what can I help you?
Hello, Dave, please.
Sure, Connect is calling.
Yes, this is Kevin Bice with Bank of Cardiff regarding FIDO technology.
Okay, one minute.
I'm gonna bring my computer in there, buddy, so I can do this while I'm talking to you, or while we're doing that. Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Good afternoon, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave. Kevin Bice, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing well. Doing well.
Good. Good.
So you caught a last-minute deal you weren't expecting this month.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I was kind of bummed out last week when he told me I wasn't getting it, I'll be honest.
So, oh, really? I didn't know you had been involved. On it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been working with him for, probably a good month or so. Yeah, about a month and a half.
He's definitely a nickel and dimes guy. Between you and I, just so you know that it's not you. I've been working with him for years. I've written quite a few loans for him,
right.
And one of the previous loans, one of the projects we were working on, my exposure limits were exceeded, so I had referred him to one of our partners in a way,
right?
And I found out about a year ago he went directly to that guy and kind of cut me out of the loop to save a few bucks. He doesn't He says he did it, and he says that, you know, he kind of reached out because he was making his payments to them and kind of forgot and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
he seems to always be looking for the best deal.
Of course.
You know, but...
Yeah, but that's still not right. I mean, I can't say when customers do that.
I know. And it's one of those things, I've been doing this long enough. You know, when I was younger, I probably even would have told him to take a hike on this one and kind of screwed myself. But I've kind of learned that you just kind of roll with the punches and make him feel comfortable that you know what happened, but it's okay. And
right, exactly. And just make sure you get the next deal from him, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm glad this worked out. That other guy that I guess, I didn't know you were involved, but the other guy was a complete a-hole. And
you're not the first person that I've heard that from.
On that specific person or that company in general?
No, it's just him. Just him. And I was talking to Ken yesterday, and I said, you know what, I literally helped train him, and we had to, you know, move him into the other division because he just wasn't getting it. And, you know, the other division's run by someone completely different. It really doesn't have anything to do with us, but it's owned by the same person. So, you know, he took him under his wing and he's dealing with him. I'm glad we don't have to. So, yeah, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you know the whole story. I really don't need to get into
I got bits and pieces, and that was enough for me, because I know. I've seen it. So, yeah. Don't even worry about it.
All right, well, cool. I'm glad you ended up, you know, getting this one. I appreciate you getting that invoice to me so quickly. We're trying to get checks cut or wire transfer today or tomorrow. I'm hoping today, but it's just a situation where we have to change a couple documents because of the difference of the vendor you know, information. The only question I had for you, typically, I mean, we're fine with pre-funding, but we typically like to have a little bit of an outstanding balance until delivery and acceptance. Would 75 and 25 work for you, or 75 up front, 25 upon delivery? I know on the invoice it states the balance before shipment, but we like to pay the balance, you know, when it's received by the client, just to make him feel a little bit more comfortable. And
that's fine. I mean, we've worked with you guys before in the past. I mean, it's been a number of years, but you know, I had to. Ken said you might be asking for a little bit of a hold, and I checked with our accounting department, and we never had any issues with you guys. So as long as I can get a PO for the balance, then that's fine.
All right, perfect. Do you have one that you want us to sign, or would you want us to use our own?
Yeah, just use your own. Yeah, we don't have anything. Yeah.
Is there any way you can send me then just a new invoice with those terms at the bottom adjusted?
Of course.
No rush on that, but that's something that I'm trying to find, just to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I actually have the other invoice right here, so I could have it to you within 5 minutes.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's just make sure we got 75% of 55,000. So that's 41,250 up front, and then the other 13,750. We'll say, what do you want? Do you want to, like, a couple days after delivery? How do you want me to word it?
If you could put, like, maybe
48 hours after delivery, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay, I'm going to print this and get it right over to you.
All right. I appreciate it again.
Oh, my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you. Nice working with you. And if you need anything else, just give me a shout.
Perfect. That works. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, sir. Take care.
Okay, bye. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.